flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But right now, let's talk to our man Jarvis Davis, football insider. He does stuff for various networks. He's got his own podcast, and he's been at the Senior Bowl. He's worked with us here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as well. And Jarvis, man, appreciate you jumping on with us. Know you were down there at the Senior Bowl this week watching the big boys go at it. Mike and I spent a lot of time talking about these edge guys, and I just want to get your take on a guy that stole the show, and that's Mike Green from Marshall. Tell us what you saw, and why do you think he was so impressive?
To be honest with you, he was a guy that I was kind of waiting to get my eyes on in person because, you know, it's one thing to watch film and watch tape on a guy and kind of get a good feel of what type of player he's going to be. But I was just like, man, I wanted to wait because, you know, the hype started building and everybody talking about the nation's sack leader. So for me, when I got a chance to see him that first day, I was kind of wondering why he was kind of, it seemed like he was kind of getting off a little bit slow, but oh my gosh. And day two, it was almost like he heard me like, hey man, I got you, big boy. I'm going to show you what time it is with this get off, man. Day two, he just put on a show and that dude got out of there like Jermaine Johnson said, hey, y'all seen enough. I've done enough. Y'all go holler at me in the top 15 in the first round.
Makes sense, man. It's again, you were there when it happened. The memes are going bananas. The other edge rushers or the defensive line, I know that years ago, Jarvis, we always joke around that they fell in love with Rashid Hageman at the Senior Bowl. What do you think? Is there somebody that we should fall in love with down there that could be there, if not first round, second or third, or we don't have a third round, later in the draft?
You know what? There's a guy that you should definitely keep your eye on. His name is David Walker, 6'2", 260. FCS school, Central Arkansas. The guy is just so disruptive, almost 50 tackles for loss in his career. And when you think about David Walker, he's the reason why he stood out to me is, like I always, me and my homeboys always joke about, yeah, man, we'll put these jumper cables on you. And, you know, when you think about that, like he has that. Like he does that in the run game. Like when they had the inside drill, I just saw he was out there on the edge lining up against one of the offensive tackles, man, and you just see him just come off. And when he puts his hands on you, that tackle just jumps. You just see his shoulder pads just jump out of the way. So, yeah, David Walker is a guy you should definitely keep an eye on because super productive in college, obviously on the FCS level, very consistent, had double-digit sacks 2 times in his career with Central Arkansas. So, yeah, he's a guy you should definitely keep an eye on.
Yeah, look, Jarvis at Jarvis Davis with us here. Shamar Stewart out of A&M, I got some people down there, and they were saying, yeah, man, big dude. But not productive when it comes to sacks. Jarvis, you know me. I gotta see something out of you, man. You can't just be a big guy and an edge setter and not have numbers. 1.5 sacks? What did he do this week at the Senior Bowl?
To be honest with you, man, he was a guy that I was kind of concerned that was being thrown around in like mid-round, right? Was Mel Kiper in his draft, 1.0 out of a million. He said he was going to, the Falcons were going to take him at 15. I was like, okay, let me see. So, you know, what I saw from him on tape was a guy that's a five technique type guy, a guy that, you know, doesn't play that well in space, and he kind of leaves a lot to be desired when it comes to pass rushing and executing those moves to be able to get to the quarterback on a consistent basis. So, and it showed in his numbers. Yeah. But, however, like, you can tell that the dude has been training because he was out there trying to throw all of the gypsy-do moves, lacrosse chops and spins and everything, man. He was trying to throw everything, throw the kitchen sink at those guys. And he was productive. He popped several times right down there in Mobile, especially in one-on-one. So, I feel like he's a guy that, you know, he has the traits, right? 6'5", 295. Like, that's you know, when Jeff Ulbrich talks about being 4'3", 3'4"-ish, like, those are the type of guys that you can do that with, right? You can have them slide in that three technique, and you can have them slide outside, you know, on the edge in the six, you know, in that four, in a 4'3" base. So, even our front, he can kind of fluctuate between those two. So, those are the type of guys that concern me, Duke. So I'm like you. I'm like, okay, yeah, you have the traits, but like the numbers have to back it up too, right? So I feel like he's a guy that I don't know if he can come in and make an immediate impact. I would kind of stay away from a guy like Shamar Stewart if it were me making the pick.
Damn right. Jarvis, music to my ears. Former 92.9 alum. It's our man Jarvis Davis, a defensive lineman for Albany State, ESPN Plus broadcaster. Joins us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Yeah, Jarvis, I got to have the proven piece. You feel it of the dogs. You feel that Mykael Williams is the better piece? I mean, we know what he brings to the table. Or do you feel that Jalen Walker would be the guy that's the right fit?
See, man, I'm all about versatility. Like, now I'm about to give you some coach speak. I like the guy like Jalen Walker. I love Mykael Williams. Don't get me wrong. Like, the size, it's hard not to fall in love with. But when you're talking about, like, what makes more sense, what guy has the more potential to come in and make an immediate impact, because that's what I'm all about, man. I need immediate impact guys on defense, like IID. Like, you're talking about best player available, BPA. I'm IID this year. Immediate impact on defense, that's what I'm looking for. I don't think Mykael can come in and have an immediate impact like that. So I'm going for a guy that's versatile. He can solve some issues for you at the linebacker spot, and he's multiple, right? You can have him play stand-up, and you can have him come off the edge as well. So Jalen Walker will be my pick if you're saying, hey, Jarvis, you got to bring in the Bulldog this year, which I'm sure a lot of Falcons fans are saying, hey, you need to bring in the Bulldog this year. Bulldog on defense. So, yeah, Jalen Walker will be my pick.
You just said something that I think is very important as we head towards the spring for Falcon fans, and you know, it's a word that's being thrown around, but you gotta lock in on this, and that's versatile. When you're talking about versatility, and I can move you inside, outside, I can have you set the edge, or I can have you come off the edge. All right, so how many of those guys did you witness this week? Because to your point, if you just want to go size, okay, those cats are there. But I need versatility. I need guys that can give me multiple things, especially when we go different sets and different packages, Jarvis. How many of those guys did you see that you feel are worthy of looking at?
Oh, God, when I tell y'all, this is a guy out of Ole Miss, Jared Ivey, 6'5", 6'6", 285, just can, you know, play in that even or odd front, doesn't matter. He's a guy that I actually called a game for when he was in high school. At North Gwinnett. So, and you know, he ended up going to Georgia Tech straight out of high school, and then transferred to Ole Miss. And he was one of those bag boys that Lane Kiffin brought down there at Ole Miss.
But hey, yeah, Jarvis. He ate the dogs up.
They ate them, Carl.
Like, I know
that was a money. That was a money game. That was a money game for him, Princely, and Walter Nolan, the inside, the defensive tackle out of Ole Miss as well. So those guys, they ate those dogs up. In that particular game. So, yeah, Jared Ivey was the one that really stood out to me just from a – if you're looking to get bigger, if you're looking to say, hey, man, we need more size and more athleticism, we need guys to be multiple, yeah, Jared Ivey is one of those guys that really just stood out to me.
Love it.
I know we don't need quarterback. We got that covered. But anybody does, because we've seen some good and some bad play. It's hard to make what you read out of some of these practices, both the Shrine Game and Senior Bowl. Anybody look exceptional under center?
Wow, that's a great question. I saw a lot of inconsistency, to be honest with you, when it comes to the quarterback spot, right? You have, you know, a guy like Jackson Dart who, you know, he started to get a little hype, but there was just, even in like in the one-on-ones with the wide receivers and the cornerbacks, wide receiver would make a move and shake up the DB, and then the quarterback couldn't make the necessary throw. Or if it's running backs versus linebackers, running back makes an excellent move, boom, breaks them off, and then the quarterback doesn't necessarily make the throw. So I feel like, you know, Dart is the one that was the most consistent, but there was just a lot of inconsistencies up and down the chart for me from a quarterback spot that just didn't really make me say, hey, you know what? This guy might need to be a guy that you need to take a chance on.
Jarvis, man, it's going to be an interesting spring, to say the least. We still have, you know, pro days and workouts and all that stuff with the combine to come. And we may see a combine darling along the way, right? And I hope that that's not all. I want guys, and you said it, guys that are versatile and that can play and give you multiple opportunities to keep them on the field. And listen, this Senior Bowl, there'll be some diamonds in the rough, guys. But I do think the guys that we talked about this week, Jarvis, at the edge specifically, all have first-round talent and first-round labels on them. It's just going to be who's there when the Falcons.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Decide to pick.
Absolutely, man. There's no reason, there's no excuse for Terry Fong not to be able to get a guy that can put his hand in the dirt on third and long and get to the quarterback. It's loaded. It's up and down the draft, too, not just in the first round. There are some guys that can put the quarterback on the ground. All you got to do is do your research. By the way, I did.
You silly. You just do your research, Jarvis.
I got a chance to see Thomas Dimitrov down there in Mobile, Alabama. You know, he kind of looked at me and kind of just moved out the way and said, all right, sir, I'm sorry. Let me get out your way. I was like, yeah, you better move that
day. For those who don't remember, Jarvis asked the question, and we played that soundbite a million times where Dimitrov very dismissively, if you do your research. Real quick, speaking of research, we got to get a corner. Carl and I were banging the drum all offseason that we were not impressed by that defensive back room, anyone not named A.J. Terrell. I know we like Clark Phillips, and I don't know, he's just undersized. He loses matchups. Any corners? Anybody that would be maybe you could take a flyer on that you saw to play DB and could start?
Yeah, a guy named Quincy Wilson. He's a guy that – here's the thing, man. One thing I've always said about one-on-ones and wide receivers, you know, just playing with guys that are wide receivers that are always – you know, they're always talking trash about one-on-ones and everything. Like, when they have a clear advantage, because they can essentially run right over right that one to run. And the reason why I said Quincy Wilson is a guy out of the cornerback out of Louisville. He's a guy that was able to make plays on the ball like several times. Like he had the opportunity to get 3 picks in one day, and he was just that's the type of guy that the Falcons need to play opposite AJ Terrell, because Here's the thing, man. I'm tired. I say this on my podcast on Locked On Sports Atlanta. I say it all the time. I'm tired of them spinning the wheel on the corner opposite of AJ Terrell. It's just every time in the spring, he's like, all right, who we gonna bring in to play opposite AJ Terrell? So they need to get a guy in there on a rookie contract that can be start for you. Because at the end of the day, with this whole Kirk Cousins situation and whole money situation, not that being up in the air, and then you got several veteran guys on your defense side of the football that you got to make a decision on that you can free up a lot of space, you know, from a contract standpoint, from a salary cap standpoint. Like, you have to get young and cheap on defense. You have to. You have to figure it out on that side of the football.
Great stuff, Jarvis. Appreciate you, man, stopping by. And we look forward to seeing you soon. Great work this week at the Senior Bowl. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And he was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.